Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in Jesus. And before I begin these few minutes that I have with you, I want to pray for you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless and encourage all my listeners today. If there be one under the sound of my voice that's not born again, I ask today that you make them realize, Father, and make it known to them that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, give them that revelation knowledge, and I thank you for it. And I ask for many souls from my heart, Lord, that I can hear that souls are being saved, that today that they'll receive you as Lord and Savior, for your word tells us that ye must be born again. Thank you for your word, and thank you for your love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. A good friend of mine who has preached for many, many years, him and his wife, has been a great inspiration and encouragement to me and my husband. And let me tell you something. They didn't get started off in their marriage. It was rough when they first got married. He was a big businessman, but he had a terrible habit of drink. He would come home drunk and get out in public drunk and just be a spectacle. Before he gave his heart to the Lord, he was just a mess. And his wife said one day he had come home from work. It was about 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the evening, and he was on the front porch, just drunk as could be, crawling around on his hands and knees. And she thought, oh, my gracious, it's time for the children to come in off the school bus, and they're going to get here, and they're going to see their daddy on the front porch, drunk, crawling around, and it's going to embarrass everybody. And she said, Lord, what should I do? And this thought came to her. She ran in the house and got a hammer and put it in his hands. So when the bus come up, everybody thought he was on the front porch repairing the porch. And they didn't know that he was drunk and couldn't get up. But let me tell you, Proverbs 15:23 says this, a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Let me tell you, that little mama, she had to do what she had to do. She had to make the best of a bad situation. And it wasn't long after that that God saved his soul and straighten him up, and he's one of the greatest preachers in the country today. And not only has he preached, it's been a lifetime thing for him. And him and his wife were like my husband and myself. They got on up in years, but they're still carrying on for Jesus. But she did what she could to get through the moment. Let me tell you, some of you today, there's things going on in your life that's a bad situation, but God can help you to smooth it out until the better times are coming. God can help you to weather the hard times that you're having. God can help you to encourage. A lot of times we look at people that is in bad shape. In our mobile chapel ministry, we've seen people on the road that was in bad shape. They were in terrible condition, strung out on drugs, alcohol, and just all kinds of things. And you would look at them and you think, oh, where would you start with these people? But let me tell you something. God loved them enough to send his son to die for him. And it's no one. You haven't gone so low, you haven't gone so far that the hand of God can't reach down and bring you out. God can save your soul, and God can turn you around, and you won't be an embarrassment to yourself and to your family and to your children and to your co-workers, but you can be a blessing. Today, I want you to let God change you. Let God turn you around. A man told me one time, he said, what the world needs is more education. I said, sir, I beg to differ. What the world needs now is a transformation. You see, schools inform, prisons reform, but Jesus transforms. Let me say that again. Schools inform, prisons reform, but Jesus transforms. And I'm telling you right now, you need a transformation. For the word of God says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Will you let Jesus make a new life, make a new person out of you? He is the only one that can do it. He is the only one that can turn you around. He's the only one that can deliver you from that addiction you're under. He's the only one that can set your family at ease and give them peace. Call on Jesus. Not only call on him, but know when you call on him, he said, I in no way will turn away anyone. He won't turn you away, and he won't tell you to go away, but he will bless you. Thank you for listening.